It's that time of the year that we are craving warmth. I have been cozied up in bed on these rainy days that we've been having. I like a comforter. I need my socks. I sleep in socks, controversial take, but I love it. I also sleep with socks in my hair because I love a heatless curl. And if you're looking for a brand that designs comfort to carry you from your morning into your night, that is Cozy Earth. Their comforters are designed with naturally breathable, temperature regulating materials. I need something heavy, but I don't want to be overheated, and that is what this comforter does. And then as for socks, we need a small grounding comfort designed for our everyday life. They have four versatile styles: calf, quarter, ankle, and no-show. They are soft, breathable, and thoughtfully cushioned. Discover how care in every detail transforms simple routines into moments of true comfort and ease. Head to cozyearth.com and use my code COZYLEXI for up to 20% off. And if you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention that you heard about Cozy Earth right here on the Lexi podcast. Experience the craft behind the comfort and make every day feel intentional. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, host of the Lexi podcast, and thank you for tuning in to a new episode. And thank you all for all the love and the positive feedback on last week's episode. It felt good to be back. I had taken some time off and I didn't realize how much I missed this show and how much I missed you guys. And it felt really good to chat and catch up, give a little bit of an insight into where I've been mentally more than where I've been at physically, because I'm about to turn 30, which is a bit of a milestone, as the last one was 25, 18 before that, 16 before that, tweenhood, 10, like double digits. And I've never really been one for milestones, as in I might feel inclined to really celebrate, 21, duh, I digress. I've never been one to really emphasize milestones. For example, it just depends on the year. There might be 27, 28 that I really feel like going all out and the change is hitting me. But for some reason, 30 is hitting me in the face. It's feeling closer than ever, and not in a way that I'm not excited to enter my 30s, but I am feeling a lot of shoulds. That I should be doing this. Oh, you're grown up by now. You should be getting it together. One of the biggest ways to relieve any age-related stress is to hang out with people older than you. When you start hanging out with younger people or people your age and no one older than you, you're thinking, wow, these kids are so far ahead of me. Oh my God, these people my age are so far ahead of me. When you talk to a 65-year-old, they're gonna say, you're not even 30, you're a baby. And God, that feels good. I'm really excited for my 30s. My 30s are going to be a really lovely decade. I am ready for a change. I'm hoping that that is moving related, although apartment hunting sucks. For the last like 3-4 days at least, I'm on all the websites. Compass, Zillow, Apartments.com, Historic LA Apartments, Hot Pads, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, trying to find either. There's two options. One, I live with one of my best friends, Tyra. We can either get our own places, totally an option, or continue living together and upgrade the living space. So get a house, which would be so sick. Imagine there's one house, there's only one listing out of all of the listings that I've scoured that I actually would want to leave my current apartment, because my current apartment's great. There are a lot of things going for it, and there's going to be pros and cons with every living situation. And the apartment I'm living in right now is something I would have dreamed and did dream of living in when I was in New York. I remembered writing in my journal if I could have a bedroom big enough to have a queen-size mattress. That's all I wanted. And then I remember in New York dreaming, verbally in my head and in my diary, if only I could have a bedroom that was big enough for a queen-size bed. And if I'm not asking for too much, a walk-in closet. And not only did I get both of those, I also got my own ensuite bathroom with two sinks. Gorgeous bathroom, might I add. It has great beadboard, great tile on the floor and the backsplash of the shower. It's probably one of my favorite parts of the apartment is the bathrooms. I think this apartment has really good bathrooms. And then We have a long hallway, which I don't know if that's something I would have prayed for, but it's really great for Spoon to run laps. Full-size washer and dryer. We had a washer and dryer at my last New York apartment, whereas all of my prior ones to that, if they did have one, it was janky. Otherwise, I was just sending it out to fly cleaners or taking it to the laundromat or the wash and fold. And to have a laundry area, like my last apartment had a washer and dryer, but they were small and there was no area to put your detergent. We also have an outdoor space and it's great. It's on a good street in a neighborhood I love. We have two bathrooms. I, in all of my apartments, had to share a bathroom in New York. It's crazy because when I lived in LA the first time, a little quick rundown, graduated high school, moved out to LA, lived with friends for 2.5, 3 years, went to New York for 6, and then I was back. But when I was 18 living in Los Angeles, I had these great living situations, but I was in such a clouded headspace, I couldn't even appreciate them. And then I went to New York, and the last place I was in LA had so much space. We all had our own bathrooms, and there were 4 of us. We had a huge kitchen, a huge living room, a huge dining room. Took advantage of none of it. At the end or the beginning, I can't remember, at some point in the house, I switched rooms, and I had the basement, and or just the ground floor. I don't think there are basements in California, which is strange. I wonder why. Anyway, I actually don't care right now. I had the ground floor, huge bedroom, great bathroom. Everything was modern. Then I had this whole other office entertainment room. And I could not have cared less. And then, for the same price, maybe even a little bit more money, I moved to a 6-floor walk-up in New York City with an apartment that was a duplex that the top level had a broken lock, so anyone hypothetically that made it to the roof could just walk on into our apartment. There wasn't even enough room in my bedroom for a full mattress. It was a twin bunk bed with a desk underneath, and I had never been happier. Ever, ever, ever. I was just so happy there. I loved that apartment. I loved how I felt in that apartment. And it was, by and large, a pretty shitty apartment. But it had good character and it had good memories. But I really was out there as a 21-year-old sleeping in a bunk bed for the first and only time in my life. I didn't even do that as a child, only at summer camp. But I fully was a grown adult going from queen bed to full-size mattress lifted. And I had friends sleep over. Truly did. Because whatever, it was fun. It was so much fun. And now this feels a little bit different where I'm getting older and I have Spoon now and I want space for him. I also, to the cons of my apartment, there's no storage, there's no linen closet, there's no hall closet, coat closet, anything of the sort. There's also no space for a table. And actually, I think out of any changes, if there could just be a little bump out in this apartment for a full-size table that I could work on, I think that would solve my itch to move. I will say there was a bit of an itch because originally Tyra was going to move out of this apartment. She was going to move to New York and then things shifted and I was going to live with my friend Ellen. She was going to come in here and we had plans on we're going to get this piece of furniture and we're going to move this here. So there was going to be a change of energy in the space and it was something that I was looking forward to. And then one thing led to another, Tyra staying, and it felt almost as if I was preparing for this big transition and then never mind, everything's just going to stay exactly the same. And now I'm itching for the change because mentally and physically I was preparing for one. So I do think that's another reason that this is brought on. But if I could really just have a big table, even in the last vlog I posted, because not only did I post a podcast episode last week, I posted a vlog on YouTube and it felt really good. I was taking some time off, and even before the time off, I was posting one vlog 1 week, a podcast episode the next week, then a vlog, then a podcast. So there would be one long form content piece that goes up on either one of my platforms a week. Whatever, I can get it together and give you both, at least for a period of time. And that's where I'm at. So it felt really good to be posting both. But in that vlog, I had some clip where I was reorganizing my closet and then I showed my living room and asked, where could I put a workspace? Maybe I just need to redecorate. Maybe that's what needs to happen. I texted my friend who's a realtor and I asked if she could help me find a bigger space for me and Tyra, but there was one listing. Ah, she's expansive, but it is a house in the hills. Let me pull it up on my laptop because I'm curious to see if I can describe it eloquently enough for you to get a mental picture. I have so many tabs up. Oh, she's so fabulous. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath, single family home surrounded by trees, beautiful stone walkway. This house is colorful. There's like a blue garage, yellow on the outside, green. It's kind of crazy looking in that sense. Then there's this whole porch, bench area. Can be on my grandma, grandpa shit, drinking a hot coffee on my porch. A dream. Then, triangle ceiling, dark wood ceiling, dark wood walls on one side, bookshelves on another wall, windows on another wall, and I don't know what the fourth wall is because that's the perspective that I'm looking from. So wood wall on the left, full floor-to-ceiling bookshelves in front of me, all windows with trees on the right. Oh, it looks like it's just a white wall with more bookshelves on the other side. Okay, 2 walls completely filled up with shelves. It's so good. And then there's a fireplace den where there's in this room, it's furnished with a piano, wood fireplace, reading nook, windows. The kitchen's kind of small looking, but still nice. Full-size washer, dryer, dining room, little, I don't know what I would call this. Let's see what they... Okay, there's a little office space. Oh, it's so beautiful. And then there's 2 beds and 2 baths, or 3 beds, 2 baths. It's really the communal spaces that seem really intriguing and have a lot of character. That's where I'm also having some conflicting opinions because I would love a space that has a blue-tiled bathroom and a pink-tiled kitchen. Because there's a lot of places in LA that have that. We kind of have the best of both worlds. Our house has some character, our street has some character, but inside we have new bathrooms, new kitchen appliances, new washer and dryer, so don't have to deal with the old appliances and things breaking down because a lot of times with character comes time, and with time comes repairs. So you can't blame a 75-year-old bathroom for breaking down here and there as opposed to a 4-year-old bathroom. And then one of my friends down the street, he ended up moving into a building that sort of has more character, and he's like not even a year in and is so ready for an amenity building. They have had mold. Mold's really common in LA. I honestly can't think. We're probably one of the only apartments that like isn't going to have mold. It's so common. I actually can't even get into all the things they've had. It literally is just one battle after another in that apartment. Like kitchen problems, bathroom problems, ceiling problems. Something caught fire the other day. Apparently in the apartment next to them, a repairman was on the roof and fell through the roof into their apartment. So he's very much on the train of, it was fun, hypothetically, to live in a place with character, get me an amenity building. But then when I see an amenity building on Zillow or apartments.com or whatever, I'm just not thrilled by it. It doesn't tickle my soul. I don't want to live in a box. I want it all. I want the best of both worlds. I want a perfect location. I want a perfect space. I want it in my budget. And I want it now. And if I can't find it, at least my apartment is month to month. That is something New York could never. It's pretty standard in Los Angeles. You sign on for a year lease, and then after the year, you remain month to month. In New York, sometimes they want you to sign on to a 2-year lease. And then after the 2 years are up, then you can guarantee another year. Whereas it's kind of nice to have the option. If there's nothing on the market, nothing's kicking me out, I don't just have to decide, let's see what's out there because I need to be out by March 15th. Speaking of March 15th, that's my 30th birthday. What will I do? Because right now it's February 23rd, which means my birthday is in just shy of 3 weeks. I need to plan something. I hate planning a birthday. My mom planned all my birthdays as kids. She killed it. She did such a superb job. I mean, no one did it better. And then when it comes around to it, I think it's just time of year. I'm not in the mood to throw a party in March. I'm in the mood to throw a party in May, June, July, August, September, October, even maybe a holiday party. Probably not. I hate the holidays. Not consciously, but subconsciously I do. And then consciously, I have to remember that subconsciously I do. This is not important, but by March, I am running the momentum of the new year, so I'm not really in my wild era. I don't normally start to go wild until summertime, and then I'll kind of get my discipline back during September, and then maybe have a little fun around the end of the year when things are wrapping up. But March, I'm pale. In other places, I'm normally deeper in seasonal depression at this point. Excuses, 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 excuses. I said this in the last video, or in the last episode, that someone compared your emotions to a crying child in the backseat. You can't let them drive. And I'm just giving you bullshit right now. I'm feeling like, wah, wah, wah. I don't like the time that my birthday is. Girl, just pick a date, pick a place, say, be here. Y'all, come or not. The last few years, I've really just had a party at the house. I'll get this guy to come make tacos on the deck. It was a gorgeous day last year. Anyone can stop in, come say hi, have a margarita, say hi to their friends, have a taco. And then after, we ended up going to Rolling Loud, which was fun. Saw A$AP Rocky. I've seen A$AP Rocky twice this year, or last year, because I saw him at Flogna. So I have to figure out something for my birthday. What I really want to do is I want to go skiing. The only issue is I have friends and loved ones that would like to celebrate my birthday with me, but they don't ski. And it could be fun. I could look online. I don't like doing these things. Like, it's not fun for me. I was talking to Lexi, who owns Clio, the other day, and she was helping me look at apartments. And she's like, this is my favorite activity. I was like, ugh, I hate doing this. Like, She's like, no, I love this. Literally on the phone with her friend, she's like, guess what I'm doing? I'm helping Lexi find an apartment. So basically, I'm having the best day ever. I think some people feel that way about planning parties. I'm such a party goer, not a party hoster. I'm down to do it once, twice a year. It is not something I actively look forward to. So I commend all of you that are the ones that like to host. Maybe if I don't know, I could come up with excuses like, oh, maybe if I lived alone. I don't know. That's all she wrote, y'all. Let's get into the questions of today's episode that I always ask for on Instagram. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Starting from the top, Isabella asked, how are you organizing your life? Also, how do you make friends as a shy adult? We'll answer the friend question first. I think the best thing you can do as a shy person is to use the charm of your shyness. You know, I have a friend who's kind of shy. I have a couple friends. I have actually quite a bit of shy friends. And you have to lean into your shyness. I think a lot of people give the advice, it's not that hard to get out there and put yourself out there. Practice makes perfect. But if you're naturally shy or you're naturally quiet, I think a little light poke and a wave to someone is really endearing if that's authentic to who you are or how you're feeling. Also, admitting to being shy. So being like, oh, I think you're so cool. I love your outfit. I've wanted to say hi, but I'm so shy. I'm so painfully shy. That gives me a way to respect you because there's some self-awareness. It's like, oh, I got you. Like, you're just shy. You're not off-putting. You're not being a bitch. You're not ignoring people. Like, you're just shy. So I think you could lean into being shy and vocalizing it. And I even remember getting flirted with by someone who was shy, and the text that they would send me would be like, I really wanted to kiss you, but I got nervous. Is it okay if I try next time? And I thought that was, A, what a great way to low-key ask for consent. But yes, of course you can kiss me, but now I even know what you're thinking. And you still are allowed to be shy. Now, how am I organizing my life? I might be at the stage of over-organizing because right now I have sticky notes. I have to-do lists. I have notes in my phone. I have boards on Pinterest. I have slides on Canva. Not to mention that my journal has 3 journals in it. I would argue I'm not organized right now in as much as maybe I have been in other places. My closet looks fabulous though. My closet is organized. I've gotten better at not being so sentimental about things and allowing myself to get rid of something that I don't actually like. I think a lot of us are holding on to things because we think, oh, I can't get rid of it. Because I don't need to go on that tangent right now. How am I organizing my life though? Because I do have a lot of systems in place. I just think that at this exact moment, I've been thinking the past few days, you may have gone too far. I think you need to reel it back. I think you need to start paring things down, deleting lists, or at least consolidating. But what I do typically to organize my life is keep my inbox as clean as possible. To not rely too heavily on to-do lists, to just do it now. I love that if something's going to take less than a minute, do it now. Say that in your head all the time. When you're getting undressed before the shower, it's going to take less than 60 seconds to throw your dirty clothes into the hamper. Do it now. If you're deciding on jackets before going to work and you choose one and you leave the other on the bed, it's going to take less than 60 seconds to put it on the hanger. So that keeps me clean and tidy. I try to run the dishwasher before I go to sleep, have an empty sink. That always just feels good. I keep my car pretty empty. I don't really like anything in the visible part of my car. My trunk has a lot right now, which also I'm holding a bunch of stuff of my friend's because she's in the process of moving right now. And subsequently, there's not one, but 2 AirPods buried within her things, and my phone notifies me all the time that I just called them AirPods, that I have AirTags following me. And I'm like, I know. I don't know how to sign it up and be like, it's mine right now. Like, I'm borrowing it. I'm keeping it in the trunk, but I keep my car pretty empty. There's all the usuals, like a hand cream, a hairbrush, a tampon, hand sanitizer, a pair of sunglasses and a hair clip in the middle console, maybe a pepper spray and a nail file and a car charger. And then in the trunk, I like to keep a beach blanket that also works at the park, a bikini, flip-flops, extra running shoes and socks, and a jacket. My kitchen's kind of a mess. The pans just are in a pile underneath cabinets, so there's nothing really there. How am I organizing my life? That's such a big question. You need to ask me more specifically, like, how are you organizing your socks? And I'll tell you. How am I organizing my life? I have visuals and lists and thoughts everywhere. Mady Armstrong asks, why is my music boring me? Please help. You can go onto my Spotify. You can listen to any. I think I have a bunch of playlists public, but I think the Love Story JFK Carolyn Bessette soundtrack's pretty great if you want to feel a little 90s. I love Rosalia's latest album. I love, what else have I been enjoying lately? If you're sick of music, I think that's a good time to swap to maybe an audiobook or a podcast. Or, hear me out, call me crazy, silence. And eventually you'll find an album that you're into. Audrey Hobart's going to come on and you're like, yes, sue me, I want to be wanted. And it's all going to be better. Maddie Gale said, how to truly get over an ex. Help me. You need to find a way for them to give you the ick. You need to get the ick. And once you get the ick, you'll be over them. Taylor asked, do you have any plans to bring back Pick My Fit? Love you. Honestly, no. And you know why? It was fun for the moment, but no one in the audience was like, bring it back. Where has it been? Whereas when I took a measly 2-3 weeks off of the podcast, the amount of DMs that I got, where's the podcast? Where have you been? Even in the Q&A, where have you been? I knew that was something people wanted. Even to this day, people still ask, where's your weird series on YouTube? I miss that. Which I think that could honestly make a great Instagram story. And just have a photo and a link for everything and just a little caption instead of making a full YouTube video about it. But no one really asked for Pick My Fit, so I haven't felt inclined to bring it back. Zara said she's moving into a new apartment. Congratulations. As I just expressed how difficult the apartment hunt is, that's amazing that you found a place. What are 3 must-haves to make it more homey?
Art. I love buying art. I love investing in art, and I love big art. Instead of wasting time, in my opinion, on a gallery wall, get one huge piece of art. Now, I've had art that I've spent more than a grand on, and I have this Monet in a gold frame that's just as big that I found at the thrift store for, I don't know, I'm not kidding, like maybe $30, maybe $25. So I'd get huge piece of art, biggest that you can find that you love. Then another way I make my home feel homier is magnets and photos on the fridge. Any little love note, any film strip from a photo booth on the fridge. And then 3. Rugs. Rugs always make it feel homey.
Zara also said she's traveling to Southeast Asia. Any travel recs? I've only been to Thailand. And it was back in 2016. But I say just probably look on TikTok or explore on feet. On foot. The saying on feet sounded weird and I didn't know why. Anna wants to know, concealer Rex from Sephora. I want something creamy, medium coverage, and buildable. Makeup by Mario's Creamy Concealer. It is so good. It's so good. And a little goes a really, really long way. I would say it could be full coverage, but I love it. Another one that I love that doesn't get enough credit is Ilia's concealer. I don't think that they still make it or it's been reformulated, but that one I also really like. So go into Sephora and try it out. But Makeup by Mario, chef's kiss. Anna also said, people always say that I'm so positive, even though I have a very dysfunctional family. But to be honest, I'm just so tired of everything. How can I cheer myself up even if I have no energy? 1, retweet. I see you, I feel you, I am you. This is when you have to embody rest. And instead of telling yourself, oh, but I'm so optimistic, I'm always the sparkly, bright-eyed, happy one. What am I supposed to do? Okay, well, then you're going to start spending nights in and you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to do nothing. And once I allow myself to take a nap, for example, I wanted to record this podcast, but I was so physically tired, not mentally tired. I took like a 3-hour walk with Spoon today and a workout class in the morning, and I just needed to be horizontal. And I was like, you can lay down. You can take a nap. You don't have to record the podcast today if you don't want to. Oh, I don't have to? Okay. Suddenly 10 minutes on the couch was fine, and I'm good to go. And now let me record. So if you have no energy, sometimes allowing yourself to say, you don't have energy to do this, don't do it. I have no energy right now. My cup is empty. I can't fill yours up. And I'm always surprised that a lot of times it only takes between 12 and 36 hours to really recharge. Alternatively, you might be around people that are taking energy from you. So if you do have those friends in your life that give you energy, rely on them. Say, my cup is so empty. Let's have a day. I need it. You don't even have to tell them that. You can just give them a call, and then by the end of it, sometimes when I'm in my own head and I'm so deep in a potential pity party for myself and just like, oh, I'm having such a hard time, I'm in a rut, why? To call a friend and not talk about yourself and just ask them how they are
and listen, oh, it always makes me feel so much better. Because sometimes I'm in my own head thinking about myself, ruminating on something related to me, something else related to me, a third thing related to me. That one of the best ways to get out of a rut is to get out of your own head and start listening to a loved one, which kind of answers Violet's question, how to get out of a rut. I feel good ending the episode on this. A little quick, hi, hello. I'm turning 30, need to plan a party. I hope I answered some questions episode. And then what am I gonna talk about on the Patreon? Because I always do extended ad-free episodes for the Patreon. I'm gonna have to give it a little thought. I wanna talk about American guilt and productivity. Why do we feel this need to be so incredibly productive? And I'm gonna do the Patreon portion on a walk outside because the sun is shining and the birds are chirping. And I have a microphone that has a little wind protector. So if you're interested in listening to that, I will have it linked down below for everyone else. I will see you on YouTube, on Instagram, or back here on the show next week. I love you all. Thank you so, 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 so much for listening. Talk to you soon. XOXO. Lexi.